Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1203. 8 Healthy Sugars and Sweeteners That May Be Harmful. Part 2 by Rachel Link with Healthline.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Thursday and happy first day of Hanukkah for those that celebrate. And welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more. Just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites. Now, today's post is part 2 from yesterday. So if you're new here or skipping around, I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. That's episode 1202. But if you're all caught up, let's jump right in and hear part 2 and continue optimizing your life. 8 Healthy Sugars and Sweeteners That May Be Harmful. Part 2 by Rachel Link with Healthline.com. 6. Xylitol. Xylitol is a sugar alcohol that's extracted from birch trees and added to many chewing gums, mints, and toothpastes. Compared to regular sugar, it has a significantly lower glycemic index, meaning it won't raise your blood sugar or insulin levels to the same extent as sugar. Additionally, research shows that xylitol may be especially effective at preventing dental cavities in children with minimal risk of adverse effects. It has also been associated with other health benefits in animal and test tube studies, including reduced bacterial growth and increased bone volume and collagen production. However, xylitol can have a laxative effect in high doses and may cause digestive disturbances, including loose stools and gas. It may also trigger symptoms in people with irritable bowel syndrome, or IBS, which is a chronic condition that affects the large intestine and can cause symptoms like stomach pain, gas, diarrhea, and constipation. For this reason, it's generally recommended to start with a small dose and slowly work your way up to assess your tolerance to xylitol or other sugar alcohols. Also, keep in mind that xylitol is highly toxic to dogs and can cause low blood sugar, liver failure, and even death. Summary. Xylitol is a sugar alcohol that has been linked to a number of health benefits. Still, in high amounts, it may cause digestive issues for some, including those with IBS. Plus, it's highly toxic to dogs. 7. Agave nectar. Agave nectar, or agave syrup, is a popular sweetener derived from several different species of the agave plant. It's often hailed as a healthy alternative to regular sugar, as it has a low glycemic index, which again is a measure of how much a food increases blood sugar levels. Agave nectar is composed primarily of fructose, a type of simple sugar that doesn't significantly affect blood sugar or insulin levels. Therefore, it's often used in sweets and snacks marketed as being suitable for people with diabetes. However, studies show that regular fructose intake is associated with a higher risk of fatty liver disease and insulin resistance, which can impair blood sugar control in the long run. Fructose intake may also increase LDL or bad cholesterol and triglyceride levels, which are major risk factors for heart disease. Summary: agave nectar has a low glycemic index and doesn't affect blood sugar levels in the short term. However, it may increase your risk of fatty liver disease, insulin resistance, high cholesterol, and increased triglyceride levels in the long term. 8. Sorbitol. Sorbitol is a naturally occurring sugar alcohol found in many fruits and plants. Unlike other sweeteners, it has only about 60% of the sweetening power of regular sugar and contains one-third fewer calories. Sorbitol is known for its smooth mouthfeel, sweet flavor, and mild aftertaste, making it an excellent addition to sugar-free drinks and desserts. While it's generally considered safe, it acts as a laxative by stimulating the movement of your digestive tract. Consuming high amounts of sorbitol can cause digestive issues like bloating, gas, stomach pain, cramps, and diarrhea, especially for people with IBS. Therefore, it's best to moderate your intake and be especially mindful if you notice adverse effects. Summary: sorbitol is a sugar alcohol that contains fewer calories than sugar and is often added to sugar-free foods and drinks. In some cases, it may cause digestive issues due to its laxative effects. All types of added sugar should be limited. Even healthier varieties of sugars and sweeteners can be harmful when consumed in excess. For example, raw honey is often considered a good alternative to regular sugar due to its ability to promote wound healing, lower triglyceride levels, and reduce both total and LDL or bad cholesterol. Nonetheless, it's high in calories, loaded with sugar, and could contribute to weight gain over time. It's important to note that consuming too much of any type of sugar, even natural sweeteners like honey and maple syrup, could harm your health. Studies show that excess sugar intake may be associated with a higher risk of heart disease, depression, weight gain, and impaired blood sugar control. Meanwhile, artificial sweeteners and sugar alcohols are commonly found in foods that have been highly processed and pumped with additives and preservatives, most of which should be limited on a healthy diet as well. Therefore, it's best to limit your intake of all types of added sugar, including natural sugars and sweeteners like coconut sugar, honey, and maple syrup. Instead, enjoy your favorite sweets from time to time alongside a variety of fruits, veggies, lean proteins, and healthy fats as part of a nutritious, well-rounded diet. Summary: even healthier sugars and sweeteners can be harmful in high amounts. Ideally, all types of sugars and sweeteners should be limited on a healthy diet. The bottom line: many sugars and sweeteners that are advertised as healthy may come with a long list of side effects. Though several are lower in calories and carbs than regular sugar, some have been linked to digestive issues, impaired blood sugar control, and alterations in beneficial gut bacteria. Therefore, it's best to moderate your intake of all sugars and sweeteners and enjoy your favorite treats from time to time as part of a healthy diet. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled 8 Healthy Sugars and Sweeteners That May Be Harmful by Rachel Link with Healthline.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Okay, so yesterday, I asked the same question you're probably thinking. How is it possible that these products are still sold in stores when they could be potentially harmful to us? Well, this situation is actually unique to the US. For those that live in the UK, for example, their food safety laws are different. In Europe, many countries require that manufacturers prove that their product is safe before being sold to the public. In the US, it's different. Products are considered safe until proven otherwise. So sometimes, products are prematurely determined safe for consumption. Then, as the product gets studied, we learn later that it may not have been as safe as we once thought. It's unfortunate, I know, and I don't want to scare you. Instead, I want you to be a smarter consumer. As Rachel described in parts 1 and 2 of this post, we need to be aware of the potential health effects of these sugar substitutes. And look, like I said yesterday, consuming these sugar substitutes once in a while probably isn't going to cause any problems. The exception is if you have a pre-existing condition that prevents you from metabolizing them. That's a whole different story altogether, though. But regular use for years and years may increase the risk for these unintended health consequences. So please just keep that in mind if you use these products regularly. All right, that'll do it from me for today. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. I hope you're having a wonderful week and a very happy first day of Hanukkah if you celebrate. And I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Friday Q&A and where your optimal life awaits.